Daf Yud Amud Beis is a very complicated Amud, especially the Kal V'Chomer is in the middle of the Blat. What I want to do tonight is talk about a halacha that's mentioned Agav. It's one of the most sad situations that come up in the Rabbanus, and that is when you have a kayin, you have a woman who's a balas tshuva. We all know that a kohen is not allowed to marry a grusha. A kohen is also not allowed to marry a zayna. What makes a woman a zayna? Only if she's nibala when she's still single, if she was nibala to a non-Jew. If she does nus with a yid, even if when she's a nida, it doesn't answer her to a kohen. It's only if she's mizana with someone she's not allowed to marry, typically a guy. So then she's Asura Labayla, and it makes it sometimes difficult for a Baal Tshuva who's a Kayin, is rather limited. He can't marry a Balas Tshuva who, in today's day and age, very often is a Zayna. It limits the possibilities. I remember once in Maisa Shahaya, a young lady came to talk to Rav Palm. And I wasn't there when she was there, but Rapam told me afterwards, she's engaged. She's a Balas Tshuva, she's engaged to a Baal Tshuva. And they were looking through pictures, you know, when you're engaged, you look through the old pictures. And they saw a matseva of the Chosin's father, or grandfather, and it had hands like a kayin on top of it. And it turned out that he was a kayin. And the reason Rav Pop spoke to me is it was the cemetery was in Scranton, and we called people in the yeshiva to go see it to make sure that it was correct. But it was correct. He was a kayin, and gradually he told her he's willing to marry her anyway. The children are not mamzerim, and he was willing. They were engaged already, but Rav Pop told her to break off the engagement and to go back. She had become preliminary, so go to Israel for a while and get over it. And it's just a very sad thing. The end of the story, Rapham told me, she called from Eretz Yisrael a half a year later, and she got engaged. She found a non-Kayin, apparently, in Eretz Yisrael, and she got married there. But it's a difficult case. And this case, in my discussion tonight, this is open and shut. When she was mizana with a guy, there's no shaila that she can't marry a Kayin. Our discussion tonight is when she says she was mizana, but only with Yidden. If she says she was mizana, but only, she was only mizana with Yidden. Whether she has a nemonis to be believed, lamaisa. So, l'chayrish, she should have a peshah, so she could have said she's not mizana. So let me first tell you what it says in the Gemara, in the Shulchan Aruch, and then explain to you, there's a machlokes ha'poskim today, how to deal with it. And it's a machlokes lamaisa, and you have to know two steps. Rav Sternberg has a tshuva in Chelek Aleph of his tshuva Svan August, we paskins one way, and the copies I have here, I believe, is from Chelek Gimel, where he retracts and he paskins differently. You'll see why in a minute. The Shulchan Aruch is Simin Vav Sif Yud Zayin, Pnuya, an unmarried woman, Shavarua Shenibal Ola Acher, V'Holach Lai Habayil. She's mizana with someone, the man's not here. V'amrula, mi huzeh? He said, who are you mizana with? Sheba alecha. V'amra, adam kasher. And she claims that it's a kasher person I was mizana with. Harizu nemenes. She's believed. Now, it would be nice if we could just stop here. So she's believed, and that would be very good. But it says in Shulchan Aruch, b'medivar mamurim, kishehi b'makim she Shenibalaba Prashas Tarachim She Raiv Ha'ivrim Hem Ksherim. We're Raiv of the men in that area are kosher. Now there's Raiv of the people there are Yisraelim, are Jews. If someone is Mizana, maybe in Tel Aviv University or in the Hebrew University, we're Raiv of the people are Jews. So the halachi is, you go basa raiv. Min HaTorah, you go basa one raiv. Min Rabbanan, you need two raivs, which I'm not going to get into, but then there's a nemanis. So even though Shulchan Aruch says she's believed, it says only when there's raiv. So in America, where there's no Rav, it's bad news. You go bus a Rav, and Rav Agayim, so she's not, even though she's saying, I was nibbled to a Yid, she's not believed. Where was she, Mizana?
In Borough Park.
Borough Park, okay.
So there. Right.
Yeah, then they're right here.
Then we saw that she was Mizana. We know it
ourselves. Okay. So Sternberg in the first Tshuva says this. He says, this Shulchan Aruch is talking Ru'ua Shenibala. We know she was Mizana, or she's a Muveris, so obviously she was Mizana. But in a case, we don't know she was Mizana. We she's telling us that she was Mizana, but she was Mizana with Yidden. So in his earlier Tshuva, Sternberg says, then she's believed. She's believed. I would call it a Pesha Aser, that she could say she was a Mizana. She's saying she was Mizana. She's believed she was Mizana with a Kasher. And Sternberg says more there. There's a, the Sugya says, Maila Asu B'Yufsin, that certain Chumris they made. It's only in the case of Ruach HaNibbalah, not Loi Ruach HaNibbalah. That's Sternberg's original Psak. Later, in the Psak that's in Chela Gimel, he retracts. I don't know so much if his view of Halacha changed as much as society over the 40 years changed. What he says here basically is that nowadays a non-observant woman who lives in a university dormitory, it's a double portion shenibala. We don't need her to tell us that Nibala, because that's Kachem Advarim, that's the way it is. That 100 years ago, maybe 200 years ago, it wasn't, I didn't live then, but they say it in those days, it wasn't the way it is today. Today, it's different, and today, Sternberg essentially says every woman that is in such a situation, the Shaila is a woman who stayed in a, who was in a university, says every woman in such a situation is the same as Ruach HaNibbala. We know that they're Mizana. And Mimela, you have no Nemanis. It's interesting, the case in this Tshuva is a couple that came to him 2 weeks before the wedding and asked him, he was supposed to be Misad the Kedushin, and this was the situation. So he says he refused. So he says he wasn't matir. He says they found a different rabbi that was matir, and he was misad the kedushin. But this is the tovah. The chasam was a kayin, and again, this is a case where the woman says I was mizana, but it was with only with yidden. She's saying barili that it was with yidden. The question is if she has an emunah. A mechupas arayis doesn't necessarily mean that we know she was mizana. Because right, it means we're chayshish, we're careful. But
what if she claimed that she was never nibbala?
It's interesting. If she claims she was never nibbala, I would seem that she'd be believed. Even though right people are mizana, it would seem she'd be believed. They mentioned a sex faker. Maybe she was nibbala, maybe not. Even if she was nibbala, maybe it was with a kasher.
She could go to a doctor and have her test out.
Yeah, so Rabbi Yashav has a tshuva about going to a doctor. He says that it's not... So anyway, this is, it's really a complicated shaila. Rabbi Yashav has a tshuva on this. He's toiled in a machlaikis. In halacha, it says she has a nemanis. In certain cases, she has a nemanis. There's a machlaikis, why? The Beis Shmuel says, because Isha Baidekas U Mizana. A woman is Mizana, checks who she's Mizana with. So Rabbi Yashav said, that's a from woman. She cares if she's Mizana with a guy, she's Mizana with a yid, it matters to her. But somebody who wasn't from, there's no question today, there's no Isha Baidekas U Mizana. So according to the Beis Shmuel, that her Nemanis is based on Isha Baidekas U Mizana, it doesn't apply. It says, others hold, she's believed because she has a Cheskas Kashrus. Cheskas Kashrus, Tzarechian, he says, maybe... To know today, he wanted to give a cheskes kashrus. Rabbi Yashav seems to be machmir in this as well, the same as Rosh Shemros Maskana. So it's a difficult thing. There are places that are matir, but it's a very difficult thing. I want to tell you two possible avenues of heter.
Is there any
Indian
for a Levi or Yisrael?
No, it doesn't. A Levi and Indian. I don't know, but the Isser is only a kayin. A kayin is not a marriage, a grusha, and a zayin. And the definition of zayin, again, is someone that you're not allowed. So I want to tell you, first I want to just tell you an interesting story. Rav Dishon, Rav Shmuel Dishon, told me the following ma'isa. He's very involved in Bali Tshuva in Russia, in Minsk, and Pinsk, I forget which one. He has a yeshiva. And so he told me, ma'isa Shai, the same exact story. A couple, they were Bali Tshuva. They were engaged, and they became frum. They were a boyfriend and a girlfriend, and they were planning to get married, and they both became frum. And then they came to Mevaping Masad, the Kedushin. And the same story. He's a kayin and she's a zayna. And he told them they have to break off the engagement. They can't get married. It was a heartbreaking thing. They became frum together. Nachtatzu. So he said that they said, "How are we going to tell our parents? Our parents aren't even in frum." So he said, "I'll go with you." So he went. He went with the chassan to tell the chassan's parents that they have to break off the wedding. So we have to break off the wedding. So he said, it's a kain, it's a zayin. So the father said, "I deserve it min hashamayim." So why do you deserve min hashamayim? He said, "I'm a kain. And I knew my wife was a grusha when she got married me, and I knew I wasn't allowed to marry her. I married her anyway, I'm not observant. And I deserve it min hashamayim." So Rav Dishon said, "Oh, wonderful." So wonderful? He said, "Wonderful, now your son's allowed to marry this girl." So he couldn't understand why in the world this was the Yeshua. But since the father is a kayin, married a grusha, the son is a cholo. A cholo doesn't have dine kuhuna, doesn't have all the isurei kuhuna. And he said, this was the good news. He said, the fried person believed the way he said it, he said it's a brachin that, so he says, believe. There's a second chiddush I want to share with you. It's a chiddush in Igros Maisha. It's one of Ramesh's sheetis that has many applications. The way I heard this from Rabelsky, it was one of his psakim that helped sort of spread his fame in his earlier years. I'll tell you the story the way it happened with me. There were two young men from the neighborhood who started davening in the shul many years ago. Their parents were not observant. They themselves came here and started to keep Shabbos, and Baruch Hashem, today one is an 8th grade Rebbe, and the other one is still learning in Beitar yet, in Kail. But anyway, they came here just when they started to become frum, and they had the shaila what to do with kashrus at home. Their parents had come from Russia, and the parents were cooperative with them. They weren't fighting them, but they had shaila what to do. So it's something of a problem. So I took one of them to Rabelsky, to ask Rabelsky. So Rabelsky said that, the irony of it is incredible. He pulled out an Igros Maisha. Ramesh has a tshuva he wrote in Russia. The case there was that the parents were from, and the children became communists, and they were not from. The parents there became very physically infirm, and they depended, they lived with the children, they depended on the children. And they asked Ramesha what to do, and they're from people. The children are not makbid on kashrus. They told Ramesha the children are so mechabid, the kibravei mishtark, and they would never give them treifas. But on halacha, the children, they're mechali Shabbos, they're not believed. So Ramesha has a chiddush based on a gemara in Ksubis, that the shaila of who has nemonis is only when you're mesupik. If you are borer that the person is telling you the truth, then it doesn't go through with dine nemonis. You can go, if it's borer to you, if you're a bari, then you can go, even though in dine nemonis it doesn't apply. It's a gevaldige gemara, it's a gemara in Ksubis. I'm not going to remember the names exactly right. I think it's Rav Papa. No, it was Rav Chista. Rav Chista had a din Torah, and he was mechayev a shvua. So Gemara says that his wife whispered to him, "Don't let him swear. The guy's a liar." So Rav Chista went back, and he said, "You can't swear." It was mahapach to shvua. Then the next day was another din Torah. Rav Chista was mechayev a shvua. Rav Papa said, "Don't let him swear. He's a liar." So Christa said, you're an eid echad. You have a second eid? Didn't have. So no, so he could swear. So Gemara says, Loitehei Rav Papa Keshus Rav Chista. Like, why is Rav Papa any worse than his wife? So the Gemara answers, the way Rav Moshe's Mazar Gemara's Teretz, is that Rav Chista knew for sure his wife doesn't lie. It wasn't because of the Cheskas Kashrus. He knew his wife. He knew his wife does not lie. She doesn't speak gossip. She doesn't lie. It was the idea. The idea doesn't go to a Dinei Nemanis. So mainly, he passed it that way. Rav Papa, the Cheskas Kashrus, in Ner L'Chiyid. He said in the Bez, it must have been in Ner L'Chiyid. But that's just Dinei Nemanis. Dinei Nemanis, Eidecha is not believed. Ramesh's Pesach then was that if you have a idea, then it does not totally in Dinei Nemanis. So Ramesh said that the parents can rely on the children for Kashrus, even though Api Halacha they have no Nemanis. But if they feel a Yediyah Barura, they could be believed. So Rebelsky said, like the world came full circle. You know, there the parents were from, and the children were fry, and he said you could trust them if you believe them. So Rebelsky told these two brothers that if they feel they have a Yediyah with their parents, they can rely on the parents. He said, till you get married. Once you get married, it's not a Shasat Chak anymore. You know, things change. But anyway, he said, so, you know, Rabowski said it would be interesting if in heaven the father and the son of the Igris Moshe's Shaila are the ancestors of this father and son where it happened the other way. But anyway, this is Rav Moshe's Shita. If you have a Yediyah, you could rely on it. Rav Steinbruch here is talking in a case. That's the Chumra, but not the Kula. The Shavi Nash Chidich Yisur is only the Chumra, not the Kula. Moshe's Chidish is that a Yediyah works.
Even
the Kula. And here, if Steinbruch writes, the Chassan says, I believe her 100% is Barili, and he's Machmir, but it sounds like in such a case where he has a Brirus and Nemanis, I mean, it's a big Yitzhahara to just say it, but there would seem that would be at least. So you have Rav Dishon's Avenue of Kula, and then Rav Moshe's Chiddush is a passable Kula. I put in Shabbos.